Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a day when there is the great, much hyped, very eagerly awaited meeting between the leader of the United States of America, and yes, our legally elected leader is right now named Joe Biden. He is meeting with Xi Jinping, the unelected and yet undoubted leader of the Chinese communist behemoth. And they're going to meet and discuss all kinds of things. There is some kind of expectation that they may actually make some progress dealing with the fentanyl issue, because so much of the fentanyl is tied in with the connection between China and Mexico and smugglers and the United States and our opioid epidemic. We will be talking about that and more with Gordon Chang, who knows as much about what's going on in China as anyone here in the West is allowed to know. Meanwhile, it turns out that the hospital drama in Gaza has perspectives on it that are exactly as the United States, and particularly Admiral John Kirby, who's a spokesperson for the National Security Council, had been talking about, that the hospital had been used to hide weapons and maybe hostages. What about the hostages? What is the latest on the crisis around Al-Shifa Hospital? We will get to that and to more on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to Jonathan Allen about the latest on the presidential campaign. The Wall Street Journal has a devastating piece about how Biden may be losing the election because he's losing black votes. Now, that's amazing, because the last time out, Joe Biden got close to 90% of the black vote. So what's the problem right now? The real problem appears to be turnout, that there are a lot of black people who look at a choice between Trump and Biden and say, nah, we're not going to come out and deal with that. We will deal with that with Jonathan Allen of NBC News, and speaking also to Betsy Stevenson, who has written about the driving force in the American economy right now. The only way you can possibly understand the economy at the moment is looking at anger. The stock market up again today. And up the Dow Jones at this moment, it's up 193 points. It was up close to 500 points yesterday. Things going very well for the economy? Well, not exactly. The Jerusalem Post has just posted that the chief spokesman for the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, who is a rear admiral in the Israeli Navy. His name is Daniel Hagari. And this evening in Israel, because it's already evening over there, presented Hamas weapons, military equipment, and intelligence technology, which soldiers found in more than 18 hours of searching Shifa Hospital since the early morning. Wow. 18 hours of searching Shifa Hospital? That is worthwhile. However, at press time, the IDF's findings were not the same level smoking gun as the vast explosives, advanced weapons, and hostage holding room, which it found at Rantisi Hospital just a few days earlier. What all of this indicates is that actually the National Security Council and Admiral Kirby, who is a spokesperson for the council, have been accurate in saying that, no, the Israeli going into entrance into the Al-Shifa hospital, the largest hospital in Gaza, was not meant in order to damage some of the patients who need machines. In fact, they brought together fuel that they wanted to give to the operators of the hospital, because fuel is at a low availability in Gaza right now, partially because they want to make sure that Hamas doesn't get further fuel. They were turned down, apparently, by the leaders of the hospital. There is also this from the Middle East. The Times of Israel reporting Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium, enriched to nearly weapons-grade levels, according to a report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog. And this reported by the Associated Press today. The International Atomic Energy Agency also says that Iran has pushed back against the agency's objections to Tehran's ban on some of its inspectors designated to monitor the country's nuclear program. As much trouble as Iran is creating for the whole world right now without nuclear weapons, it's just appalling and astonishing to think of what the nuclear weapons would mean. And speaking of nuclear weapons, they don't need any nuclear weapons. Sometimes people are their own worst enemy. There is a profound quote that was just issued by Representative Patrick McHenry, the Republican of North Carolina. You remember he was the acting speaker during the time before they could settle on Mike Johnson, who, by the way, had a very big victory yesterday by making the moves, getting bipartisan support and support from the majority of Republicans and supports from virtually all the Democrats to help to avoid a government shutdown. This is politically a blessing for Republicans. It is also a great blessing for the country. And not that the Republicans and a blessing of Republicans isn't a blessing for a country. In this case, it's the same thing. However, Representative Patrick McHenry said, "There are dumb days on Capitol Hill, and there are dumber days on Capitol Hill. And yesterday was one of the dumbest I've seen in quite a long time." That has to do with the fight that almost broke out between the head of the Teamsters Union and Congress McWayne Mullen Senator Mullen of Oklahoma. And then there was also an exchange between Representative Moskowitz and Representative Comer, Moskowitz of Florida and Comer of Kentucky. And today there was yet another encounter on Capitol Hill that got extremely testy. We'll play you some of that. This one between Representative Clay Higgins. He's not the guy who's retiring, who's also named Higgins. That one is from New York. This Clay Higgins is from Louisiana. And he got into a confrontation with Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI. Over what? Over whether or not FBI was really the guilty party in setting up January 6th. Really? Yeah, that's what the conflict was about. There is much more, a huge victory, it would seem to me, for common sense, which may be coming from a place not known for common sense. I'm talking about the state of Oregon, where they had done radical, quote, reforms to decriminalize drugs. And the results have been so disastrous that they're thinking of redoing that and saying maybe it's not such a good idea to make drugs available everywhere. And there's also new expenditures, big new expenditures, with 3 feet of snow on the ground to protect homeless people in Anchorage, Alaska. Why? Because they're dying of the cold. What do you do about stuff like that? We will get to all of that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael MedVed Show. We'll be right back.
built just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved show, there was a great deal of tension about what was going to happen at Al-Shifa Hospital, which is the largest hospital in Gaza City. The Israeli forces, they are from the Givati Brigade, which has been, as it's a very elite unit, hard to get into, actually. And the people from the Givati Brigade came into the hospital, spent apparently about 18 hours there looking for weapons, which they have reportedly found.
But again, all of this going on despite the hysteria on the part of the left about what this would mean. There's a very fine editorial today in the Wall Street Journal. It's called The Battle of Al-Shifa Hospital. And it starts out by talking about another confrontation involving a profoundly evil Islamo-Nazi terrorists and the forces of sanity and decency in the case that they began writing about in the Wall Street Journal. It's the United States. On December 8, 2016, the U.S. Central Command released a statement, quote, "Coalition strikes Mosul Hospital." That's Mosul, Iraq. The Islamic State, it explained, was using the hospital as a base of operations and command and control headquarters. Accordingly, the U.S.-led coalition conducted precision strikes in support of Iraqi troops who fought for the hospital. The story and the scandal wasn't that the U.S. struck the terrorists where they hid, writes the Wall Street Journal, but the terrorists had used the hospital for cover in the first place. In Mosul battle, ISIS used hospital base, was the headline in Human Rights Watch. It explained that armed forces or groups should not occupy medical facilities, undermining their protected status. Now, Human Rights Watch, which doesn't generally tilt in a pro-American direction, certainly not in a pro-Israeli direction, made that profound acknowledgement. And now they write in the Wall Street Journal, "Today in Gaza, Hamas terrorists use the same war crime tactics, only now observers rush to apologize for it. See the front page of the Human Rights Watch website now, where it says, unlawful Israeli hospital strikes worsen health crisis. For 4,500 words, the group acts as Hamas's defense attorney, contesting Israel's claims and dismissing evidence. The real story, as Jonathan Shanzer, who's an old friend, by the way, of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, has documented, makes a great deal more sense. Hamas has used the hospital at least since 2006, when a PBS documentary, PBS, again, not generally known to be a right-wing source of anything, but when a PBS documentary showed terrorists roaming its halls and cordoning off wings. Even Human Rights Watch admitted in 2007 that Hamas had fired at Fatah, its deadly Palestinian rival, that's the Palestinian Authority, from within the hospital. In the 2008-2009 war, Hamas leaders hid in a bunker under the hospital. The New York Times wrote that Hamas operated openly in the halls. In the 2014 war, the Washington Post reported that Shifa was a Hamas de facto headquarters. Amnesty International found that Hamas tortured prisoners on hospital grounds. Okay, that's Amnesty International, for goodness sake. So, how do you explain that all of a sudden Hamas, which is recognized by all these major news outlets, by organizations like Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, how is it that at the years ago they recognized Hamas as a devastatingly evil terrorist operation that was using hospitals to torture people? And this was recognized across the board. But now, because of what? I don't know if you could say it's because of anti-Semitism or basically the left-wing impulse to always support whoever looks like the underdog. And certainly in a confrontation with the Israeli military, Hamas looks like a big underdog. But when you look at what Hamas has done and some of the details about what they did on October 7th, which is one of the most spectacularly evil assaults of our time. And there's even, and I think it's worth sharing, there is
a piece that appeared in the journal by a woman who's a physician, and she describes herself as an observant Muslim. And it talks about her going to Israel to look at the evidence from October 7th and what she found there. And what she found there horrified her. She writes under the headline, her name is Kanta A. Ahmed, and she writes, "The scenes of genocide I saw in Israeli morgues." She says, "I arrived on October 19th to spend 10 days as a human rights observer with the permission of the nation's foreign affairs ministry and help from Israel Defense Forces officer Kobi Valer. As an observant Muslim, I felt a duty to come and bear witness, what I saw will remain with me forever. Hamas waged its attacks in the nation's south, but hundreds of its victims have since been moved north. I encountered many of them at the morgues at the Shura military base near Ramleh, some 15 miles southeast of Tel Aviv. I toured the Sami Ofer Fortified Underground Emergency Hospital in Haifa. I visited the neonatal units where tiny patients had recently been relocated in anticipation of further conflict. I examined bodies and ashes, incinerated teeth and bones. I saw toddlers, teens, and adults, young and old, many of them bound, tortured, and burned alive." She's looking at corpses. She writes, "I've been to post-ISIS Iraq to meet with Kurdish and Yazidi survivors of genocide. I've spoken with former ISIS child soldiers and the Peshmerga victims, veterans of that brutal and bloody three-year war. The October 7th genocide was different." How was it different? "More barbaric than anything before it. The attacks were cloaked in the language and metaphors of Islam, her religion, yet corrupted with cosmic enmity for the Jewish people, Judaism, global Jewry, and the Jewish state. They revealed again that Islamism, as opposed to Islam, is a virulent imposter of Islam with intentions that are anathema to the faith. And there was no doubt of Islamism's guilt. I saw real-time footage generated by the Hamas commando's own GoPro cameras." There is more. We will cover some of the response in a big demonstration yesterday coming up on the Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One en route to San Francisco, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirmed what Israeli officials have been saying about Hamas and the function of certain hospitals in Gaza, saying there's confirmation that the groups have been using the tunnels underneath the hospital to hold hostages. The House has approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown. Yesterday, they voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. President Joe Biden hopes to walk away from a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping today, having put the U.S.-China relationship on better terms. Meanwhile, the U.S. and China are set to reach an agreement addressing the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Medved show, the idea of a ceasefire, which has been embraced so enthusiastically by the left. There's even a statement by one of the very, very far left members of Congress who says that what it means to be Jewish is to favor a ceasefire. That said by someone who I don't believe has any Jewish identity at all. He certainly has a leftist identity, Jamal Bowman, a member of the squad. In any event, the problem with a ceasefire is it doesn't take into reality the astonishing evil that Quanta A. Ahmed writes about in the Wall Street Journal. And she's a physician who specializes in sleep disorders and a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She is also, as she says right in her piece, an observant Muslim. And she says, there's a commonality I have found in the face of destruction. People struggle to find the words to describe what happened. Israelis I met were still searching for how to recount their experiences. Some talked about a second Shoah, a second Holocaust. One Israeli detective disagreed. We can't call this a Holocaust, he said. Not because of the numbers, but because the Nazis were systematic and institutionalized the killings. And we can't call it carnage because carnage is too nice a word. He looked at me with a painful gaze. I found my own words strangled in silence, except one. Genocide. Article 6 of the 1998 Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court defined genocide as a crime against humanity in terms identical to the 1948 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. Its essential element is an intent to, quote, destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. The October 7th attack was premeditated. It was organized and targeted, seeking to destroy as many Israelis as possible. Hamas tortured,
and immolated its victims, including children, pregnant women, and the unborn. Its men intentionally captured hostages, around 240 in total, reportedly representing more than 40 countries. They had intent. Eyewitnesses told me the terrorists came with tablets loaded with maps of the kibbutzim, the blueprints and floor plans of homes, the names of families, and specific knowledge of service records and where Israeli veterans were living. Others told me that some of the terrorists spoke Hebrew and lured the unwitting out of their safe rooms into certain death. This wasn't like the pogroms of the 1880s in Russia, a frenzy of killing with rabid emotion. This was a methodically planned genocide. No such circumstances apply to Israel's operation in Gaza, and so the description must not be the same. The sovereign state of Israel is destroying Hamas because Hamas is threatening Israel, which is working to mitigate civilian losses. The country has a duty to prevent further genocide against its people. Saying so doesn't detract from the suffering of Palestinians who are captives of Hamas. And she continues, and one of the points about the ceasefire and what's wrong about the ceasefire was made by the man of the hour. I say he's man of the hour because he just won a huge victory that's important to the United States, helping us to avoid a government shutdown. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was one of two congressional leaders. The leader of both the House and the Senate were there at the big a pro-Israel rally that took place yesterday in the National Mall in Washington, D.C. There were at least 100,000 people there, according to most estimates. And Speaker Johnson had this to say to the assembled multitudes. And it's incredibly clear, and it seems to me inarguable. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, clip 7.
There are few issues in Washington that could so easily bring together leaders of both parties in both chambers. But the survival of the state of Israel and her people unites us together, and it unites all Americans, all Americans. Let me be very clear. The United States stands unequivocally with our neighbor, our friend, our ally, Israel. They are neighbors in a global sense. That's right. As Prime Minister Netanyahu says so well, this is a fight between good and evil, between light and darkness, between civilization and barbarism. Barbarism. The calls for a ceasefire are outrageous.
And there was someone else who made the point. Did anyone call for a ceasefire after Pearl Harbor? No. Did anyone call for a ceasefire after 9/11? No, the United States responded. And I think the fact is that we have that kind of response has helped to prevent another 9/11 style attack in this country since that terrorist horror occurred. Van Jones, who is on the other side from Speaker Johnson on just about everything, he's, of course, a former member of the Obama administration who is on CNN, and he is a mainstream liberal, not a squadster by any means. But Van Jones spoke also at the March for Israel. Here's what he had to say. Listen.
I'm a peace guy. I pray for peace. No more rockets from Gaza, and no more bombs falling down on the people of Gaza. God protect the children. God protect the children. Let's end all the horror and all the heartbreak in the Holy Land. Let's end all of it. Let's end all of it. But I'll be honest in closing. When I think about what's happening over there, I don't feel powerful to do something about what's happening over there. What I do feel powerful is to maybe do something about what's happening here. Let's take a stand here against anti-Jewish bigotry. Let's take a stand against Muslims. Let's take a stand here against hatred. Let's take a stand here against hatred of all kinds.
Okay, those are noble sentiments. You may hear that there are people in the audience who are chanting, no ceasefire, no ceasefire. And Chuck Schumer was also there, the Senate Majority Leader. He had this to say from the podium, clip 8.
We will continue fighting for the release of all hostages till they return to safety. Let them go. Let them go. Bring them home. Bring them home. Bring them home. Like so many Jewish people, the horrors of October 7th reminded me of what happened to my ancestors in Western Ukraine when the Nazis invaded. So the minute I heard of what happened in January 7th, I knew I had to go to Israel.
He means
October 7th. As the first-ranking Jewish Senate Majority Leader, in fact, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in American history, I not only had a desire to go to Israel, I felt a special obligation to go.
Okay, and then the idea that you come back and there are concerns about anti-Semitism emerging very directly at college campuses and elsewhere, and the increase in numbers of anti-Semitism. Brett Stevens has a tally of what actually we're dealing with. We will get to that. And also, what does Ilhan Omar say about all this? Or Jamal Bowman, who I mentioned before. We'll get to that, too, on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outrageous.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I just wanted to call and throw my two cents in.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, clearly getting emotional, referring to his own ancestors who were in Western Ukraine at the time of the Nazi invasion. My ancestors, my grandparents, were also there, not even distant ancestors. The one thing that happened for them is they made the blessed decision to come to the United States years before the Nazis invaded, when it was still possible to come to the United States. My grandfather helped, after he arrived here in 1934, get 63 friends and family members also out of Hitler's Germany in time. But Schumer spoke this way, and aside from just being Chuck Schumer, who is not the most inspiring orator out there, he gets carried away, and he did confuse October 7th with January 7th. And it's January 7th, the best of my knowledge, is kind of nothing. That's the day after January 6th, right? But here was Senator Schumer about America standing together with the Jewish minority that comprises the second largest Jewish community in the world, second to Israel. This is Senator Schumer.
When I got off the plane, Israel was still shaken from what happened. I said to the Israeli people, Israel, we in America have your back. America feels your pain. We ache with you. We stand with you. And we will not rest until you get all the assistance you need. We will not rest until you get the assistance you need. My friends, in conclusion, Hamas's goal was to scare us. That those perpetrating the poison of anti-Semitism and bigotry around the world are trying to scare us.
And then he asserts that, no, we will not be scared, and uses as a slogan, Am Yisrael Chai, which means the people Israel live, which is the title of a little song that my grandchildren, at age 4 and 6, they know that song. Congressman Richie Torres, who is a black Latino, a Democrat, and a tremendous supporter of Israel, and a courageous supporter of Israel. Actually, he got up at the rally yesterday and rebuked those, I think appropriately, who have been calling for a ceasefire. This is clip 15.
Now, not everyone who's calling for a ceasefire wants Israel to cease to exist, but everyone who wants Israel to cease to exist is calling for a ceasefire. Hamas and Hezbollah and the Islamic Republic of Iran are all calling for a ceasefire. Our answer to them is no.
And why no? Because if you want a ceasefire, then the very, very minimum you have to do is to turn over the hostages, for God's sake. There is a hostage as young as 9 months old. We were talking about that yesterday. And again, some of the families, they're actually doing a march on Jerusalem to members of the families of the 240 people who have been taken hostage to try to get them out. And Jamal Bowman has a different point of view, of course. He is the extremely left-wing member of Congress. He's the one who got in trouble. He was cited for a misdemeanor for pulling a emergency fire switch in the hall of the House of Representatives to try to stop a vote that he didn't agree with. But here's Jamal Bowman. Listen, this is clip 9.
And I've heard what was said here this evening before, that by me calling for a ceasefire with my colleagues and centering humanity, I am uplifting deeply what it actually means to be Jewish. Because I'm centering the way in which God wants us to live with each other. So I feel grateful to be standing here.
Okay, does God want us to live with each other in a way that you don't take prudent steps to protect yourself from some of the horrific, subhuman, much worse than human cruelty that was visited by Hamas on innocent people on October 7th? And here is Ilhan Omar also criticizing Americans of faith who stand with Israel. Listen, clip 10.
Something fascinating and bizarre in the fact that there are people who seem to be upset that there are rabbis and people, other people of faith, out here asking for ceasefire. And it's bizarre, because you would assume that if you are a religious leader, if you are a faith leader, that your number one priority would be to look into your faith, into the teachings of your faith, and to say, I oppose violence.
Yes, but to oppose violence doesn't mean that you oppose a police action. In other words, why is it okay for police officers to chase down murderers? I know that's a big issue in the state of Washington, where police chases have been an item in the legislature. But people of common sense, if you're trying to stop a killer on the loose, you go after him. And there is nothing contrary to anyone's face. Oh, no, we instead have to offer him some fast food and to sit down and let's talk about his childhood and his problems. No! The fact is, if you have people who are dedicated to slaughter, who are dedicated to killing, and who are dedicated to killing your family, then of course you want preemptive efforts to stop that from happening. And what's remarkable, there are several pieces today, even in the New York Times, about how effective the Israeli efforts have been so far to dismantle the entire war-making apparatus of Hamas, to dismantle and in some cases to eliminate
some of the evil doers who have started three different wars by launching rockets at Israel and then perpetrated this invasion with over 1,000 personnel and murdering over 1,200 people and taking the 240 hostages. How can you say you want a ceasefire at a time when the hostages are still being held? There's a new survey that was taken. This is from the Hill website. It's a Harris poll, a Harvard Caps Harris poll shared with the Hill. Survey found that 84% of respondents in our country sided more with Israel and the Israel-Hamas war compared to 16% who sided with Hamas. Who are those 16%? How do you side with Hamas? Especially when you consider that there are still Americans among the already murdered and Americans among the hostages. The demo breakdown is amazing. Broken down by age, 52% of 18 to 24-year-olds sided more with Israel, while 48% said they sided more with Hamas. Isn't that amazing? In contrast, the percent of respondents 65 years and older, 95% said they sided with Israel, while 5% sided with Hamas. Is it possible that maybe people over 65, whatever you might think of the presidential contenders, might have a little bit more common sense and knowledge of the world than 18 to 24-year-olds? That certainly seems to be the case, according to this poll, Portrait of This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.